First on Issues and Ideas, we have actor Mara Pearl and director Linda Wilson. They're speaking about their project Becoming Julia Morgan. It's a play about Hearst Castle architect Julia Morgan and her life on the central coast of California. Mara Pearl will be playing the role of Julia Morgan herself. Tell me about Julia Morgan. She's a very interesting figure, and I mean, she is pretty well known in the circles that she's known for, but I think the general public doesn't know kind of a lot about her. Can you tell me about her?
Julia Morgan is an icon, particularly in the central coast of California, but throughout California, because she was the first licensed female architect in the state of California. Architecture is one of those fields that, to be honest, is still difficult for women. Most of the best known architects tend to be men. And I'm not sure that it's only a glass ceiling problem, in that it's a very demanding career that is a combination of art and science. She was fierce about it, and she had to fight every possible social cliche and break through traditions that had lasted for thousands of years just to be able to have the career she had.
And to just expand on that in terms of her relationship with the Central Coast is first and primary, obviously, Hearst Castle, which so many people know about.
Yeah, she designed Hearst Castle.
Yes, that's correct. And she worked for many, many years on the project because it was just ongoing. Mm-hmm. And there are buildings that are still unfinished because that's how it was at that, you know, when they stopped working on the castle or the Cuesta Encantada. But she also designed a few other buildings in San Luis Obispo County. And the most important to us is the Monday Club. And so the Monday Club has had this relationship with Julia Morgan ever since she started the work on the clubhouse. Mm-hmm. And there's another very small little building, the Zegar Playhouse. And that was the structure that she designed for the cab driver who used to take her up to the castle and to the building site from the train station. Cool. And so she developed this really long relationship with him and designed a little playhouse for his children. Mm-hmm. And there's one other building, and that is a Spanish colonial style hacienda that is right next to Mission San Antonio. And it's still there, and it's actually a place that you can go and stay at. I don't know all the details on that, but it's a beautiful building, too. It's just gorgeous.
For our production, the idea that we'll be performing Julia in a building she created is a stunning resonance. When I'm on stage describing architectural features, I'm looking at architectural features she designed in that hall. And I think everyone in the audience will really get a very special sense because it's going to be performed at the Monday Club.
Mm-hmm. I've seen pictures of Julia Morgan, and she's very specifically dressed in the way she carries herself. Can you just describe what she looks like to our audience?
Oh, goodness.
She's a woman of her time, in that she was born in the 1800s and continued her career in the early 1900s. She lived in Paris for several years, and I can't help but think that some sense of style certainly rubbed off on her with her obsession about beauty. But interestingly, she wasn't one for looking in the mirror, either literally or figuratively. So she kind of left herself out of her obsession with beauty and paid no attention to decorating herself. She wanted to wear pants, which was rather scandalous at the time because she needed to climb out on scaffolding and, you know, inspect architectural features close up that she didn't trust anyone else to do. One of her concessions in the play is that she's forced to go to a gorgeous dinner at Hearst Castle. Well, she puts on a strand of pearls. That's about as far as she goes in terms of, you know, trying to be fashionable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was very simple. And her focus in her life was her work. And she really didn't want any of the focus to be about her at all. And that is a thread that continues throughout this play.
Yeah, when you look at women of that time, they were dressed very fancy and It's almost like post-Victorian.
Oh, absolutely. And her mother really wanted her, you know, to do a little more. And there's a little bit about that in the play that you'll just have to come see. Yeah. That's very cute.
When you think about the time periods that she was working in, like Hearst Castle, I believe it was started being built in 1919.
Correct. That's when she first started meeting with William Randolph.
And women's suffrage was...
I think in California, women got the vote in 1921. I'm not sure.
It was 1920 for like the national thing. Mm-hmm.
So women were able to vote in California before then.
Sure, yeah.
But she, in the play, our playwright addresses this interestingly, where an interviewer says to Julia, "You must have been one of those marchers."
Right.
And she said, "No, I was too busy living it."
Tell me about the play itself. Who was it written by and when? And can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yes. Belinda Taylor is the playwright. And honestly, I don't remember exactly when it was written. I'd have to look that up. It has been performed several times around California. And we are only the fourth Julia Morgan site that has produced the play. And Belinda is lovely. She lives in Berkeley, and she is coming to the show. She'll be here on opening night on October 6th. And she was very, very excited that we were interested in producing this play. She definitely has just put so much work into knowing the history and writing a very clever and very quick-moving play to tell Julia Morgan's story. So it's been a lot of fun working with her. We also had the privilege, because we're a Julia Morgan site, of rewriting the final scene because it's placed in a Julia Morgan building. So it is all about the Monday Club. So that was really fun.
Really exciting. From my perspective, as an actress, when you delve into a play of this depth, and it's about a real person, it's clear to me the playwright has done as much research as if she had been writing a nonfiction work. And I am also a writer, and I have a saying, which is, nonfiction is about facts, and fiction is about truth. And that is really borne out by Belinda's play. There are big gaps in what we know about Julia because, as Linda said, she didn't want the focus to be on her. She refused to have a biographer. But what Belinda did was find, I think, every piece of paper, every photograph, and probably put together a timeline of Julia's life and extrapolated, well, if she was here on Monday and she was there on Thursday, then in between she must have had this conversation. So it's layered. She moves backwards and forwards in time. So we don't just begin with Julia the child and go as a biography through the piece. It follows her heart, I would say. Mm-hmm. And so the play begins where she's in her power, talking about her favorite subject, which is the golden ratio, which is the abiding core principle for all of her architecture. So for the play to begin there and then sort of fragment like a prism into childhood, education, struggles at the Hearst Castle, a vibrant relationship with her clients, and particularly with Hearst, which seems to have been a very respectful relationship, even though tumultuous in the sense that Hearst was someone who changed his mind quite often. But from what I can gather about him, it came from a really creative place, and he had the money and the power to change his mind and did so. She was often left then with picking up the pieces of redoing something she had already done. But her relationship with her clients was paramount to her. So she didn't complain, and she didn't have overly personal connections with her clients. I think that was important to her to maintain a particular distance.
She also was, and this is illustrated in the play, really cared a great deal about her family and the people who worked for her. They became her family too. And so it was just amazing for me learning about her when I approached this project and then seeing it illustrated in the play is how she would take care of them too. She gave scholarships and sent the children of the people who worked for her to college. And she helped all women especially too, and either helping them get education or starting them to work for her. And then they would go out and work for other architects and other firms. So she was always promoting the people that were around her and supporting them. And her nieces and nephews, she did the same thing with her family too, with all of those children. It's mm-hmm. fascinating, and that is clearly demonstrated in the show as well.
Is there anything about Julia Morgan and her story that you personally identify with?
Oh, absolutely.
There's a lot.
Breaking barriers, for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, she was so ahead of her time and such a strong woman. And for me, growing up, I was involved in a lot of athletics, and Title IX was just coming in. And finally getting some of those equal, or at least sort of equal, treatment, you know, with the males. It was an eye-opener, because I just didn't realize, you know, you don't necessarily see that as a young child. And then growing up and still seeing so many barriers that are put in front of women in the workplace that I experienced myself.
Like what?
Oh, goodness. Well, when I was younger, I worked in financial services, and I looked young. I was very small and, you know, blonde and all that, and it was really hard to be taken seriously. And I had to work very, very hard at being that person that people did not see me as, just from a straight visual perspective. And that just made me mad. So it made me stronger in terms of working really hard and just wanting to show that I knew what I was doing and be taken seriously. So. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you've said.
I've had analogous experiences, and my life has been in the arts, and I, you know, there's the thing about typecasting. So I'm tall, and mother used to say I had a Sophia Loren figure. Well, it was difficult for me to be taken seriously about any intellectual pursuit because I looked too glamorous. And so I sort of wanted to say, hello, I'm up here. And when I created my own radio drama, and it was based here in the Central Coast, and it became a local hit, and it was so much fun and exciting. It was on the air in SLO and in Cambria, and it started being developed in other U.S. markets. And then the BBC got interested. Well, the person at the BBC who got interested in it was the only female producer for the network. And when she heard about this show and found out it was produced by a woman, she got really interested. So we kind of collaborated to, and it became the first American radio serial drama ever broadcast in the bastion of the British Broadcasting Corporation. So we didn't know if it would work, but we gave it a try. And about 6 weeks in, she called and she said, you might like to pop over. It's doing rather well. And I said, what does that mean? What is rather well? And she said, I had 4.5 million listeners.
Wow.
So it was a really interesting breakthrough. And so do you count this as a gender breakthrough? Do you count this as an American breakthrough into British broadcasting? It's all of those things. And, of course, my main focus was just doing a great show. Really doing good writing, hiring a fabulous cast. We had original music, fantastic sound effects, and all that. So at the end of the day, it worked because it was a good show. But I had to work very hard just to be considered, because I didn't come from the usual category.
Hmm. Can you tell me about the details of when the show is going to be running and where and
oh,
where
yes,
you can
please.
Get tickets?
The show will be presented at the Monday Club, which is at 1815 Monterey Street in San Luis Obispo. We have three performances, Friday, October 6th, and Saturday the 7th at 8 p.m., and Sunday matinee at 3 p.m. And you can get tickets on our website at themondayclubslo.org.
Mara and Linda, thank you so much for joining us here at KCBX.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. We were thrilled to be here.
That's Mara Pearl and Linda Wilson speaking about the play that they are producing which is called Becoming Julia Morgan. Julia Morgan is the architect of Hearst Castle. Wilson is the director, and Pearl will be portraying Julia Morgan. With Issues and Ideas, I'm Bree Zender.